This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The snowpack across South Dakota has virtually disappeared as warmer than average temperatures melt snow about a month earlier than normal. SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards reports.
We're seeing soils essentially thawed through the profile now from most areas from Pier southward. In the northern parts of the state and around the Brookings area, we still see some frost everywhere from a few inches to about 2 feet. Still, that's quite a bit less than what we saw in the deep of the extreme cold period in January, where we saw frost depths bottom out at more than 50 inches.
The warm temperatures have been welcomed by many, but by the end of the week, Edwards does see a change.
And then we're going to see temperatures start to go downhill a little bit, with colder than average temperatures forecast in the 1 to 2 week period. So starting about a week from now, and for that last week of February, we're going to see more likely than not temperatures dip below average.
Two smaller snow events are expected this week, but overall, Edwards sees generally dry conditions for the rest of February. This dryness is reflected in the drought monitor, which shows continuing drought in the Northwest, including the Black Hills, as well as Southeast South Dakota. Despite the snows from late December, she reports this overall trend is still dry.
We're not seeing improvement in the deeper, say, groundwater or the river runoff at all.
Stay in tune with climate conditions across South Dakota from the SDSU Mesonet weather stations. Find a link at extension.sdstate.edu.